I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Exactly 26 days after a 5.9 magnitude earthquake killed thousands in eastern Afghanistan, another one hit the same zone. Monday's aftershock hit just 3 kilometers from the epicenter of the June 22nd quake. The remote location makes details hard to come by, but at least 44 people were injured. A believer we'll call Reza says Global Catalytic Ministries is working through a network of underground churches to help the survivors.
The Taliban has been very gracious about help, but unfortunately no one is helping. The team that I have on the ground, they're saying there's no other people there. The Red Crescent isn't there. The Red Cross isn't there. No one is there. Villagers have to basically do this all by themselves with the Taliban.
You can help GCM provide life-saving food, shelter, and the gospel for less than $60. We'll connect you at our website and join us in praying for gospel opportunities. And Sat7 Kids has begun filming a second season of Challenge Accepted, a game show for kids around the Middle East. Two teams of four answer biblical questions, race in wheelbarrows, go through obstacle courses, and more. Each set for the show is modeled after a different biblical location. Joe Willey with Sat7 USA says the contestants come from all around the region.
Perhaps most importantly, some come from traumatic or difficult backgrounds. So this show is really created to be a fun and safe way for them to experience the teamwork with others that some have not had before in a Christian environment. So it is really modeling Christian cooperation and brothers and sisters in Christ.
Pray Challenge Accepted will show the love of God to families around the Middle East. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.